Here in Taree today, it sounds like the Oval has been invaded by seriously oversized mosquitoes. The guys from the Taree Indigenous Development and Employment Service, or TIDE, have been trained in how to use drones. The Aboriginal Rangers are funded by the Australian Government's Working on Country program, and they're using the drones to get some decent records on who and what is around this community.
My name's Glenn Jonas. I'm a TIDE Working on Country ranger. I come from Gloucester. We've got a three-man team here from Gloucester. These are all rangers here.
We're standing on the Oval here in Taree, and you guys have got a whole lot of fancy gadgets out and about. Can you explain to me what you're up to today?
This is the Foundation Drone Program. The drone really is the way of the future for us.
I guess the obvious question is, used in what kind of context?
Well, we intend to use them for cultural, say looking for Aboriginal graves out in the bush, for vegetation, for weed control, that sort of thing, and mapping.
They're not toys, are they? These things, I'd imagine you're going to be able to get some real distance and some decent quality imaging out of them, hey?
The cameras are very high resolution, yeah. We're all very nervous. This is the first time we've flown them today. This is the second day of our school. I think we've got another 5 days to go.
You're learning something out of it?
Oh, yes, yeah. I was a bit dubious about it at first because, it's pretty high-tech stuff, but it's pretty easy. And good fun too.
That's interesting because I know that the toys that you can buy as far as drones are not easy to fly. So those things, they're okay?
Yes, I don't think these ones are toys. They're worth a few thousand dollars, these things.
What kind of sites can you see yourselves using these on within this community?
Well, in my community over at Gloucester, we're in the upper catchment and we intend to use them for mapping weeds, infestations, bad aquatic weeds in the Manning River. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that lately by canoe. And cultural stuff, looking for graves. We know where there's stuff over there and where the ancient people used to be. Mapping, I'm sure this is just the beginning of it. Like there's other apps that'll go with them where we'll be able to map things and record things.
The responsibility of operating this equipment is certainly not taken lightly. These rangers are on day two of what will be a 5-day training program on how to fly these things. The training is being run by Steve from UAV Air. I've seen lots of young people flying around with the kind of toy version of these in the streets. I'm interested, 5 days of training, what kind of lessons need to be learned with these things?
Look, generally we do a Certificate 3, which is over 7 days of training. We learn about airspace, we learn air law, rules and regulations around flying these drones. I mean, there's many, many rules and regulations that people just aren't aware of. For example, flying within 30 metres of another person, we cannot fly our drones within 30 metres of other people. And there's other restrictions around flying around aerodromes, whether it's a certified aerodrome or just your controlled aerodromes too. There's big rules and regulations around that.
What kind of purposes do these things serve? How are they used?
Generally, we're finding a lot of our students are using these things for real estate photography, just for general aerial photography. These guys we're training at the moment, we're looking at doing a lot of vegetation mapping with them, so creating large area geotiffs to basically look for weeds and whatnot out in the bush.
How far can they travel from where you're standing?
Look, they can travel up to a couple of kilometres. However, by law, we need to keep them visual line of sight, which means we've got to actually physically be able to see them with our naked eye, which could only be maybe a maximum of 200 metres away.
Right, so it serves the purpose of being able to take an aerial photograph of where you're standing, but not necessarily actually any real distance mapping.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So to do proper distance mapping, you need other approvals to be able to do that.